In the summer of 2007, I signed a contract to write a book about the border region of Afghanistan and Pakistan. I had a long background in this area, which is now considered the headquarters of Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. I first crossed the border from Afghanistan into Pakistan in 1973, when I drove an old Volkswagen through the tribal areas. I was a young man exploring the world. 6 years later, I watched on television as the Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan and knew I would return. In 1981, as a freelance reporter for the New York Times, I flew to Pakistan and took a train to Peshawar, the headquarters of the Mujahideen, the Afghans fighting the Soviet Union. I had read that these fearless men shouted, "God is great," and with old British rifles fought valiantly against a modern superpower. I met their leaders, traveled into the tribal areas, and hiked into Afghanistan, where I lived with the Mujahideen along the border. On Thanksgiving Day, 1981, the Afghan army and Soviet forces attacked the Mujahideen group I was with. I heard the bullets sing overhead, saw the faces of the young soldiers as they approached us, saw the teenager next to me get shot, and the commander wave to me to get back, trying to protect me, his guest. Many men died that day. That night, Soviet tanks surrounded our village, and the Mujahideen sneaked me away in the night to save me. Upon my return to the United States, I published several articles in the New York Times and wrote a book, In Afghanistan, about my time with the Mujahideen. I gave speeches, wrote other articles, and worked the politics of Afghanistan in Washington, D.C. I eventually left the country and again traveled the world as a journalist. National Geographic sent me to faraway places. I traveled the length of the Brahmaputra River into western Tibet, hiking alone, foolishly, up a glacier, when the snow gave way, but then miraculously held, and I found the river's very source. I made a similar journey up the Amazon River and scaled a mountain to where the stream became a trickle. But still, no matter where I was in the world, I thought of Afghanistan. In December 2001, I returned to Afghanistan as a freelance radio reporter for CBS News and WABC Television. It was 2 months after the U.S. invasion and 3 months following the 9/11 attacks. Over the next 6 years, I returned on several reporting trips for CBS to Afghanistan and Pakistan. Always, I was drawn to the border region. I wanted to penetrate deep into the tribal areas, to return to where I had lived with the Mujahideen as a young man, to find the leaders I had known from that time, to learn the true story of what was taking place there in this new time of war. I returned to Kabul, the capital of Afghanistan, in early August 2007 and began my preparations to travel along the border and to cross into the tribal areas of Pakistan. No Western reporter had done this since the rise of the Taliban a decade earlier. It would be dangerous, but I felt that I could do it. I had contacts that no other journalist had. I knew this region. I knew its culture. There were countless reports that the Taliban had reconstituted itself in the tribal areas of Pakistan and that Osama bin Laden was hiding there. I would go to the men I knew from my recent reporting trips and through them find the Mujahideen I had known 25 years before, some of whom were now Taliban leaders. I let my hair and beard grow. Ramadan, the month of fasting, began in late August, and I began to fast. My goal was to disappear as much as I could into Afghan culture, specifically the culture of the Pashtuns, the people who lived on both sides of the border, in Afghanistan and in Pakistan. I maintained a social life in Kabul, but I kept my work hidden. I began to travel secretly along the border, sleeping in villages, meeting with tribal leaders, mullahs, and the Taliban. I began to cross the mountains into Pakistan. I knew that this is what I was supposed to do, where I was supposed to be. I was determined to push it to the very end. I kept in touch via email with my editor in New York, my literary agent, a woman I was going out with, my family, and various editors and producers at CBS, but gradually I sent fewer and fewer emails. I ate in Afghan restaurants, wore Afghan clothes, and more avoided Westerners. I was increasingly on edge and nervous. On January 3, 2008, I wrote a letter to my editor. It would be my last correspondence with him.